half Whitey Phlegm. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
25 to 8 on the Breakfast Club. After 8 o'clock, Paul Upham will join us from Fox Sports to preview the Jeff Horn Manny Pacquiao bout on the weekend in Brisbane. It's got it going not too far away with all the latest in the world of the AFL. But there's been a change at the helm of Melbourne City in the Hyundai A-League. And Warren Joyce has been given the opportunity to lead the club going forward. He's been good enough to join us this morning on the Breakfast Club. G'day, Warren.
Yeah, good morning, chaps. How are you?
We are very well and appreciative of your time. Thank you very much for that. Can I ask you, firstly, the position. Do you apply for these type of positions or do the City Group come looking for you?
There's a bit of both, really. You know, obviously, I've known Brian Marwood for a long time in football from varying jobs and varying times. You know, you get to meet, you know, in the interview process, Simon Pearce and Scott Munn and Michael Petrillo. You know, and when you talk to them about the project and Melbourne City and how passionate they are for the football club, it just seemed a really too good offer to turn down, really, and a great opportunity to sample, you know, Australian sport and get a feel for the culture out here.
I was going to ask you about the Australian factor. It's a long way from the European heartland or the South American heartland, I suppose, of world football. Were there any reservations about getting this far away and having an impact or knowing a bit more about the landscape here?
I think you're always looking for opportunities to learn in football and in life. And you know, when I was a kid and, you know, I played a lot of cricket and rugby and, you know, Australians were, you looked up to them and thought they were superhumans and, you know, they were the world's best, you know, at them two sports over different decades. And I don't see it logical that you can't be, you know, with the best in the world at football or soccer, whichever you want to call it. You know, you've got them two sports and you've got obviously the Aussie rules. You know, you've got a genetic gene pool of people and, you know, that are top sportsmen. And it doesn't follow to me that you can't be one day, you know, one of the best in the world at football. So if I could be involved in some small way of developing young Aussie players and getting it to that and see young Aussie players playing regularly in the Premier League. You know, Aaron Moy was the best player by a million miles in the Championship last year. You know, so you want to try and tap into that, really, and see if you can get young kids, you know, instead of wanting to play Aussie rules with a dad, you know, wanting to play soccer and see if you can drag some of them lads away from those games and into football.
And obviously, you played for 17 years yourself. Yeah, you've been coaching for over 10 years, Warren. Do you have a basic coaching philosophy that you take to each club?
Yeah, obviously that evolves, you know, over time. But, you know, it's basic principles of people knowing the jobs with them without the ball at the start, you know. But also, you over the time, particularly, I mean, it was a lot longer than that. You had 17 years at Manchester United in two different spells. You wanted to try and develop good people and, you know, true sportsmen who want to sacrifice themselves for the team and who are self-motivated and dedicated and are trying to be better for every minute of every day, you know. So it's an overall philosophy of the human being as well, not just tactical stuff or technical stuff in football. You want to develop good people.
Warren, I think everyone sort of gets bit romantic when it comes to Sir Alex Ferguson and the impact that he's had on world football, and you got to spend so much time with him. What are the couple of things that you took from him that you feel that you are now as a manager or as a coach?
Obviously, there's loads of things that you know you see on a daily day basis that you know is one of the top managers, if not the best manager of all time. You know, so you're lucky to see that. You know, you're also, you know, work for Louis van Gaal and Jose Mourinho and David Moyes and Terry Venables, and you see top people and why they've been top people. But you've got to be yourself. And I think Sir Alex said to us once, always look for yourself in the team that you've got. So you've got to look for bits of yourself, your own character in your team, and you've always strived for that. You've always, you know, if I talk to you about producing self-motivated people, you know, and good human beings, you're trying to look for that, people who just won't give up and won't lay down and won't die and won't be beaten. You know, so you kind of look for things like that in your team. You know, that was, you said, the one most memorable thing, that'd be it, you know, because you've only got one set of eyes. You want to see things on the training ground every day and you want to see them happening in a match day. So that's what I've always strived for.
Can you see the future with Melbourne City and see a really positive and bright future with Melbourne City? Because externally, and people who watch, even internally, the people who watch the Hyundai A-League and have done since Melbourne Heart's inception, of course, which became Melbourne City, they've seen them as an underperforming club. I imagine that carries a bit of a burden with it. I imagine there's a bit of a feeling around the place that, you know, one day it's got to change, but you've got to actually make that change. How hard is that going to be to make that change to become a real presence in this competition for Melbourne City?
Well, exactly what you say. I mean, whatever's gone in the past, I can't really comment on. I'm not here. You know, you're looking to assess all the players for the future. You know, but the name of the badge doesn't necessarily just win you games. You know, it's the work that you're putting on the training ground. It's a relatively new club. You know, and I think you do people like Graham Arnold and Sydney a disservice if you don't give them praise for a tremendous job what they've done last year. You know, and also Melbourne Victory, you know, they were two good sides and fought a hard-fought final, and but particularly Sydney's record last year was tremendous. So, you know, they've set the benchmark. Like I said before, nobody's got a divine right to win football games. You don't win just because of the name of your badge. It's what you do out on the field and your actions and how you play. So it's those sort of things that you've got to do on a daily basis. And if you do them on a daily basis, you have a pretty good chance of seeing them on a Saturday. If you don't do them on a daily basis, you know, or you're erratic, you do them one day and then not the next, you're going to have erratic performances and you're not going to see it on a Saturday. So it's just basic things that you're looking, you know, to see that you've tried to look for all throughout your coaching career.
And Warren, what about just a change of tack? What about the Melbourne weather and the Melbourne culture? Have you embraced that so far?
To be fair, it's been dark when I've left my apartment in the morning. It's dark when I get back in at night. So I've not really embraced.
So it's the same as growing up in Bolton, you know, 30 years ago.
To be fair, on Saturday, we trained. We only had one session on Saturday, and we trained quite early. And I got in my car and I actually drove to Bells Beach, and it was It was a really bright day, and the surf was massive. And you know, I had a good afternoon there, looking around, and people were in the coat. And I was a bit sick and got me beach shorts and my flip-flops.
Well, hopefully there's plenty more time to do that in the off-season, even though you obviously have a very, very busy job there trying to get Melbourne City up to scratch in the Hyundai A-League. Great to have you in the country. Great to have you as part of our sporting city here in Melbourne. Warren, we look forward to speaking to you many times through the journey. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Warren Joyce, the new coach of Melbourne City in the Hyundai A-League. And yesterday, of course, the A-League fixture was released.
Yeah, it was.
And to big support. Everyone thought it was a fantastic fixture, the best one they've seen.
Well, I think what they've done, which I think is a really good thing, is that there is going to be 25 games over 25 days through the Christmas period.
Yep.
And I think that's a really good thing because, you know, we were talking about this early in the year about where, well, at least I felt they missed a trick by not playing their finals through the middle of the week and giving themselves maximum exposure. But to actually play 25 times over 25 days when the Big Bash is being played, at least they're competing with them. At least they're out and about and not losing traction, because I think they have just fallen off the step a little bit because of what the Big Bash has done over the last couple of years particularly.
Yeah, and everyone plays each other twice, but I think before round 18? Is it so straight through?
Yep.
So we don't do the old AFL system where you play teams twice in 7 weeks and it doesn't make any sense. So play each other twice before round 18.
Smart.
Happy days.
I better think about it.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like it.